everybody. Yeah, I know I'm a day early because my night shifts technically don't end until tonight, but you know what? I gotta break my fast here. I am way too loopy. Here's something interesting I discovered. I guess I'm starting to notice I'm getting, you know, things that I didn't used to get now that I'm a bit older. And one of those things is that when I'm stressed out, I start having stomach issues and, you know, acid issues. Remember that episode of The Simpsons where Lisa basically is so stressed out, she starts having stomach ailments? That's what I'm having. And that tells me that I am stressed out. I even Googled it just to make sure I wasn't imagining shit. It's just on Monday, I started feeling my stomach kind of like it's caving in or something. It felt like my stomach was empty, but at the same time, my stomach wasn't empty type of thing. And it just, I don't know. It's just, you know when something doesn't feel right? That's what I had. It didn't feel right. It didn't feel right at all. I got a little bit worried there, but then I read up on it and found that it's stress. And I haven't smoked pot this whole time, which is usually how I de-stress or how I, you know, calm down and relax. And needless to say, I've not been able to do that really. But I'm going to do that right now because I have to. I just have to. You know, stuff is bad when you start having stomach ailments because you're not getting enough sleep or because you're not resting enough and stuff like that. I mean, I enjoy being sober. I mean, this, again, when I don't do this stuff, for long periods of time, it's totally voluntary. It's because I don't feel like it. And if I don't feel like smoking pot, I'm not gonna. But I also know is I also need to find time to, you know, chill out at. And I've not been doing that. Not at all. Not at all been doing that. So I gotta do that right now. But yeah, I've been really loopy. Really, really loopy lately. And I don't know, man. I just don't know. So, I bought a new, since I worked so much overtime, I figured, let's reward ourselves. So, I went to this website called bongoutlet.ca, which, mind you, I'm never going to shop at again, because their glass is the absolute cheapest shit I've ever used in my life. Like, it is, you know, grade F glass, basically. And I'm used to, I haven't bought shitty glass anything, you know, since I started smoking weed. I mean, I've realized early on, I bought a cheap, really cheap thin glass bong, and it was a piece of crap. I give it away as a birthday gift to someone else. And then I realized, you know, you want to make good on, you want to make good on doing this, you know, the proper way, why don't you go, you know, spend some money on more decent equipment. And since then, I've only been buying Canadian-made, you know, locally blown glass pipes, you know, that aren't from China, and shit like that. So, I haven't done that since. I have a Gear and I have a Red Eye glass bong, which are, one's made in Toronto, the other one's made in Vancouver. And so I got this inline ash catcher, which is all the craze in the United States, I hear. And I'm going to give this thing a shot right now. Concentrated hit. Whoa, that's enough. That's what happens when you don't do it for a while. I will say this though, that inline is loud, and I don't like that, and I'm not going to keep this thing. This thing is really crappy, and I'm also not going to use use glass screens anymore, because, I mean, it doesn't do anything. It just doesn't do anything. Wow, that was pretty good. Boy, I'm really disappointed by the inline, man. Or maybe I just need to spend money on a better one. You know what? That's probably exactly it. I just need to spend the money on a good one, not a shitty one. You know what? I am gonna take another hit, but I'm gonna put this bowl in the other bong I have. Oh, I also bought myself this cool thing that holds your bowl when you're loading it. I wanted to buy one from this website called Aqualabs, which is an American website. And they had them for $15 a pop. I figured that's pretty fair. And lo and behold, what do I get? That's right, I get a piece of shit. That's exactly what this fucking thing is. It's a piece of shit. Wow, okay. Do not buy anything from Bargain Bongs, or whatever the fuck it was called, .ca. They are not E-Master approved. As a matter of fact, they're E-Master disapproved. Wow, that was terrible. That was absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. That was probably one of the most overrated experiences I've ever had. Or maybe I should hit the new PC. I also bought a bubbler from them. And let's hope this thing isn't nearly as disappointing. Because this one's nice and quiet. So, it's already got brawny points with me there. Let's try it. Never hit this thing. I'll upload a picture of it. And I think I'm keeping that. That's nice. Small, discreet. It's got a nice handle grip on it. Yeah, this one's E-Master approved. I like it. Although I still think I paid too much for it. Considering it's cheap Chinese glass and not American or Canadian quartz. It's pretty good. Right. I thought I was going to be disappointed with the bubbler and be impressed with the inline. But, hey, Lord and behold. Nice surprise. Nice surprise. Whoa. Oh, my God. I feel so much better. Yeah, I was just stressed out. Lesson learned at 31. You know, you start feeling it a little bit, but I refuse to believe I'm getting old. I'm too immature to believe that. But yeah. Anyways, getting back to the coherency. Yeah, bubbler's pretty good. I like it. It's nice and quiet. That's what I look for. One of the features I look for the most when I look for that. Anyhow. So I'm going to go to bed in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And then, boy, I'm going to have one hell of a sleep. One hell of a sleep. Yeah, so well, I think we're about 10 minutes in here. Yeah, the Audioboo app has updated. very interesting. Quite a makeover. But I like it. It's alright. I dig it. I like the neon, not pink. Colors are very 80s. I'm pretty baked. I'm finally relaxed. I feel like myself again. I can think clearly now. And Lord and behold, my little stomach problem, that's gone. Again, anybody who says that marijuana is not medicine can go fuck themselves, and I hope they die in a hunting accident with Dick Cheney. Because you're stupid. I just took 3 hits of G-Force cannabis. And it tastes fucking awesome. It's really fucking awesome. But this weekend is the marijuana march in Toronto. I think I'm gonna go. They're gonna have like exhibits and stuff like that. People are selling their glasswares. I'm gonna see if I can get a real Haas inline ash catcher, like a real one, like a Haas. Also made in Canada, because I don't like the Illadelph ones, and they're like $300. That's crazy. But yeah. Anyhow, I'm going to sign out here. I'll take a picture of the bubbler so I can share it with everyone. Very different than from what I'm used to. I think Vic is really going to like hitting this thing. He's really going to like hitting it. The way I know him. Anyhow, I bid you farewell for the day. And H-Bomb and I should be recording Thursday or sometime this weekend. Depends. I've got quite a bit to talk about. Now people are saying that the We Too or Cafe, Project Cafe, that it actually is just 4 GameCubes taped together, and saying that it underperforms the hype. That it only has 8 and 25 gigabyte storage. It's like, what? Are you guys crazy? You gotta come with like 100 gigs, like, you know, at least 120, like PlayStation does. You get minimum 120. But that's crazy, man. Really crazy. Anyhow, I'm going to sign out here. I'm starting to feel sleepy and relaxed, and I'm going to have myself a good sleep. All right, until next time. Toodles.